Sebastian Edwards, and I'm the head of collections at Historic Royal Palaces.
So quite a find today. Tell me what we're looking at.
Yeah, we're very excited to bring back to the palace a very small little carving of a bird, a falcon. It's a small, what is now a white, small white bird wearing a gold crown and carrying a scepter in its claws, and it's sitting on a dead tree stump. And out of this tree stump is sprouting 12 Tudor red and white roses. It's quite an unusual motif.
And so there's really only one person it could belong to?
Yes, we're very excited. The man that found it came to us and he recognised this as it's the badge of Anne Boleyn once she'd become Henry VIII's queen. And it's called the Imperial Falcon, and that's why it's crowned and has a scepter, and it's a special badge. And you find them all over the palaces at the time that Henry and Anne, as a newlywed couple, were rebuilding all their palaces and acquiring new royal palaces.
How sure can we be that it is Anne Boleyn's crest?
One of the exciting things that's been found out when more technical research has been done into the falcon, and some of the dirt and later painting has been removed from its surface, because when it was first discovered it was black all over, is its colours. And these are heraldic colours, and it's a white falcon, or sometimes it was silver, because that's the heraldic equivalent of silver if you don't have the metalwork. That is only Anne had that badge, and with the scepter and crown, that's unique to her. And once she died, it wasn't used by around the palaces. Henry obviously moved on to his next wife, Jane Seymour, who has completely different heraldry. And only it was later used in later life by Queen Elizabeth, her daughter, sort of in memorial of her mother. But much, much later on, it disappears from the palaces after their very brief time together.
And we do hear a lot about Henry VIII getting rid of Anne Boleyn's presence in the palace. How much of that is true and how much is fiction? Because, as you've pointed out today, there's still quite a few carvings.
The story goes is that the moment Anne is executed and Henry is outraged by her behaviour, that he obliterates her memory physically around the palaces. And what we found going back through the royal accounts for creating these spaces and finding the name of the man that made this carving, a man called Michael Joyner, is that after her death, Henry ordered the painters to paint out her badges and crests all over the palaces, so on the pennants in the garden, and anywhere where they were visible and accessible. And we thought maybe they did this on this ceiling as well and painted these white falcons black again, because that's how they appear on the ceiling today. Because this one we have been lent today is very similar to the ones on the ceiling above us here, where there are some 40-odd other ones, but they're all black.
And you won't be able to get up to the ceiling to have a look until the next, time you can get the scaffolding and all of that. So how long do you think it might be before we know the true provenance?
It's tantalising. We'd love to just zip up there on a ladder and compare closely this falcon with the others and compare how they're made and the materials they're composed of and their sizes and the style of the carving. And it's very difficult to get up there. We need a really big scaffold. It wobbles around like anything. So it's quite a big deal for us. So unless we have a good reason to go up there specially to do some maintenance work or something like that, we'll just have to wait until that time comes, unless somebody can safely climb up there, which I'm not sure they can, and we just have to surmise all we can from the falcon we've got here. And we can also compare it with other bits of the palace lower down, and we can compare the paints and the materials and things like that, so we can get a pretty good idea that it comes from one of Henry's palaces and is probably from Hampton Court.
And if people want to see it, how long is it going to be here?
It's going to be here for a goodly time, at least a year or more, and they can come and see it any time they come to visit the palace in Henry's Great Hall, underneath the roof where we think it may have come from originally.